Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. We're bringing you another series of studies this morning, beginning there last day or two, on the sovereignty of God as we go out on old Dan each morning, bringing you, thus saith the Lord, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking, inviting you to stay with us each morning, Monday through Friday at this same time, wherever you are. Would you write us and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast? We are happy to hear from you. We got a letter from someone said they heard us way up there in, I believe it's Montana somewhere. And I don't know how the radio stations reach that far, but that's okay with me. I praise the Lord for it. The Lord works in mysterious ways, doesn't it, to get out his message. But we're bringing you Thus Saith the Lord day by day, and we're bringing a series of studies now on God's sovereignty. And we're looking at how God's sovereignty is manifested or set forth. And let me say this in the beginning. We saw there in an earlier study that God is God who's in charge of everything. Our Lord don't sit on the sidelines wringing his hand. No, our Lord is in charge of everything. He's not some little helpless, effeminate being who no one pays any attention to. No, my friend, let me say this. God is on the throne. No matter what you think, no matter how you feel, God is on the throne. His way will be done in the end, whether you try to thwart to God's way now or not. But listen, let's look again there at verse 27 in Luke 18 and find these words. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. How many times do we run up against a blank wall or a stone wall, as it were, not knowing where to turn? But did you know it, the Lord never does that? No, if ever awakened sinner out there this morning, if you want to be saved, if you could just realize that God is on the throne, that God is eternal, that he's omnipotent, that he's sovereign, you would find the greatest hope in those facts, my friend. You awaken sinners here. If you want to know the Lord, if you would just let this fact soak into your heart this morning, maybe you'd never get away from it, that God is on the throne. I can't say that with enough emphasis, my friend. No, I can't say it. God is eternal. God always was God. God always will be God. He's eternal, and he's sovereign. Yes, you would find hope in those statements if you just listen. Impossible with men? Salvation is impossible. No man can deliver a sinner. No man can bring you to Christ. I can't save you, my friends. I can't awaken you. Folks have accused us here at the old Trailblazer broadcast of getting folks all stirred up and seeing themselves lost. And no, we haven't done that. I can't do that. That's the Holy Spirit's work. Oh, listen. If it's impossible with men, it's certainly possible with God. There isn't a problem. There isn't a situation you face. But God can solve it, my friend. Now, I don't know how he'll solve it. I know folks right now who are on the sick bed. There are their bills coming due, the house notes being due, the car notes being due. They're on the sick bed without a job. I don't know how the Lord's going to solve those problems, but he does. He does every day. That's right. If we would but just thank him and praise him. Listen. You can trust a sovereign God. That's right. You can trust a God who's sovereign. You can cast your whole life upon a sovereign God. I praise the Lord that the God of the Bible, the God that I know, the God that I preach to you, is a sovereign God. No, my friend, I don't want to represent some little effeminate God that I hear taught on the radio and on the television, and the preacher acts like he's ashamed of God. Listen, my friend, I'm not ashamed. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, neither am I, my friend. No, listen, God is sovereign. If the Lord was not sovereign, no one would ever be saved. Listen. If I believed in the God of the modern pulpit, I would be of all men most miserable, because the God that is preached today from the average pulpit is another Jesus. Just another Jesus. Dude, don't you get tired of hearing these folks talk about Jesus this, Jesus that? That's not our Lord's name. Our Lord's name is the Lord Jesus Christ. I was in a store the other day and paid for some merchandise, and the little clerk said, thank you, have a Jesus day, Pastor. Thank you, have a Jesus day. Made me want to vomit. No, my friend, that little soul knows nothing about the sovereignty of God, the grace of God, the long-suffering of God. She's just been brainwashed into this Jesus freak stuff. No, listen, I know. Preachers throw up their hands in the face of awakened lost sinners. They don't know what to do with them. They throw up their hands in the face of a broken, bruised humanity under the lash of Satan without hope. That's what our modern preachers do. You go into the modern church and tell the pastor you're a lost sinner, and you'll see what you find there, my friend. They don't know what to do with you. No, they don't. Let's go a step further and see that God is sovereign in his bestowal of mercy upon a sinner. When God chooses to save someone, he does it in his sovereignty. Mercy is that gracious attitude of God by which he has compassion upon and delivers a poor, hell-deserving sinner. Now, that's mercy, my friend. But remember one thing. There's not one single wretched sinner who deserves to be saved. No. I've heard awakened sinners say, I wonder why the Lord hadn't saved me. In the first place, God doesn't have to save you. Would you write that down in your day book, my friend? God doesn't have to save you. No, all he has to do is leave you alone. You go straight to hell where you deserve to go, wherever sinners deserve to go. In the next place, have you ever seen you've never seen yourself as one who does not deserve to be saved? Every sinner who ever comes to Christ, every sinner on whom the Lord bestows mercy, always says and sees that he does not deserve it. No, and then they wonder why God hadn't saved me. Right there is the crux of the whole matter. Sinners may say with their lips, I don't deserve to be saved, but they have not felt it in their heart. I have folks tell me, oh, Pastor, pray for me. I know I'm not worthy, but then they go on living like hell. They go on in sin. They go on in adultery. They go on in fornication. They go on in lasciviousness. But they come in and say, well, I don't deserve to be. No, they don't deserve to be saved. But just playing a hypocrite, my friend. It's time for you to wake up, sinner. Wake up, my young people. Those of you who called me recently, wake up. Wake up. God is sovereign. He don't have to deal with your heart. Did you know the Lord doesn't have to deal with your heart one iota? He just leave you alone. Just withdraw the Holy Spirit from you if he's dealing with you at all. Just withdraw that spirit and you'll go on to hell without warning. Now, I know, my friend, you can make fun of the old trailblazer and criticize me for being so dogmatic, but God's word is dogmatic. God never saves an individual who deserves to be saved. God never bestows his mercy on a sinner who deserves it. God has mercy only on those who don't deserve it. And they realize that they don't deserve it. It's come home to their heart that they don't deserve it. They've seen themselves unworthy, and it means something to them. Listen, my friend. And when God has mercy on them and pardons them and saves them, they realize, they know that they don't deserve to be saved. No, neither here nor in eternity. There's no such an expression as deserving mercy. Did you know it wouldn't be mercy if you deserved it? It wouldn't be grace if you deserved it. No, that would be a payment for a debt. Every sinner deserves punishment. Every sinner deserves the wrath of God. Every sinner deserves hell. No, but not mercy. And if you never come to see and realize that you deserve the wrath of a sin-avenging God, that you deserve the judgment of God, and that you deserve to go to hell, you'll never know the mercy of God in salvation. No. In Romans 9:15, we find God saying, for he saith to Moses, listen, I want you to get this statement. Romans 9:15, write it down. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on him on whom I will have compassion. My sinner friend, your only hope lieth in a sovereign God. Now, I've never seen that as plainly as I see it this morning. In the first place, but for his sovereign grace, you would never have known that you were a lost sinner. It was the display of God's sovereign grace that awakened you to the fact that you're lost. The only reason you're listening to this broadcast is because of God's sovereign grace. It'll be the exercise of his sovereign mercy if you're ever pardoned. It will. Therein lieth your hope. On that basis, you can plead for salvation. No, you're not in hell this morning. That's encouragement. Can you look up this morning and say, thank you, Lord, that I'm not in hell? If you're an awakened sinner, you can. Listen, he hasn't said no to you. The Lord hasn't said no to you. Don't that encourage your heart, my friend? Doesn't that encourage your heart? So take courage and look up. Look up and look to Christ. What would I say to you this morning in closing? The old Trailblazer broadcast in just a few moments? Look to Christ. Look to Christ, my friend. Look to Christ. He's a sovereign God. He is. God is sovereign. He's on the throne. He doesn't kowtow, as it were, to poor old worms of the dust. No. Listen now. God does as he chooses. And I know from my own experience, you can pull and you can buck. But listen, folks, you will bow your knee to a sovereign God one day. And I wish you'd do it in mercy. Don't do it in judgment. Did you know every sinner who ever goes to hell will bow his knee in hell? He will. He will. There won't be no rebellion in hell. You see, folks, now rebellion. We have folks here who think that there'll be bar rooms in hell and there'll be smoky bar rooms. There won't be any of those things, my friend. If you never come to Christ, you won't enjoy hell. As I told you the other day, someone told me they're going to hell where their friends are. No, you're not going there where your friends are. You won't know your friends there. You won't know Ma and Pa there. You won't know that old rebellious devil that you used to run around here and smoke and drink and dance and have the high youping time with. No. No, what, you know what'll be there? Nothing but wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth, my friend. But listen, today there's mercy. Did you know long as there's breath, there's mercy? Listen, as long as there's breath, there's mercy. Oh, my friend, how awful it's going to be to go out into eternity lost. But God is sovereign. You can't make him save you, but you can ask him. Did you know you can ask the Lord to give you the effectual call? If you never receive the effectual call, oh, what is that effectual call? That's the call that goes home to the sinner's heart, my friend. You know it when you get it. You know it when you receive that call. It's like the old mother hen out there in the backyard scratching around. They got all the little chicks all around her, little bitties all around her. But the old chicken hawk swoops down, and the old mother hen, she sees him, and she gives a little cluck there, two or three little cluck, cluck, cluck. And all of a sudden, every one of those bitties runs up under her wings, and she squats down on top of them. That's the effectual call. It's not the general call. Man gives a general call. I give you the general call this morning to come to Christ. Come on to Christ and believe that God is saving sinners, my friend. But I can't give you that effectual call. I can't speak to your heart. I speak to your mind. But oh, that the Holy Spirit would speak to your heart this morning and dwell there with you, my friend. Probe your heart. Oh, that still, small voice there within your bosom might speak to you this morning. And would you go there in the bathroom the next time and look in the mirror and look in yourself in the face? And would you say, am I saved? Do I know the Lord? That's probing your heart, my friend. That's what I asked our folks here at Radio Mission. Do you know the Lord? Are you saved? I never let them rest. Did you know you can't preach too hard for God's people? Oh, my friend, the basis and fact of my ministry here is a warning message, warning folks to turn from their wicked ways before it's everlastingly too late. Like old Lot there in Sodom was warned to flee from the wrath to come. Could I just warn you this morning? Could I take this last moment or two and warn you that there's a heaven to win and a hell to shun, my friend? Oh, the Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's you and me this morning, my friend. But are your sins under the blood? Christ died for me. Did he die for you? Oh, my friend, God is sovereign in everything that he does. He's sovereign in who he saves and whom he called and those whom he justifies. But have you been saved? Are you trusting the Lord this morning? Oh, if I could just get out the words I want to say this morning. Do you know the Lord in the salvation of your soul? Are you thankful this morning that Christ died for sinners? Or are you in rebellion against God, saying, I'll not have that preacher to tell me I'm a sinner? But listen, my friend, one day you'll wake up in hell, find out that you were just a sinner, and the Lord never saved you. But I pray that he will. Don't go out in eternity lost, my friend. The old trailblazer loves you, loves your soul this morning. This is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, saying, remember, our mailing address is Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.
Goodbye, and God bless you.